The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother should commit some wrong against you, go and point out his fault, but keep it between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. If he does not listen, however, summon another, so that every case may stand on the word or through of two or three witnesses. If he ignores them, refer to the church. If he ignores even the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. I assure you, whatever you declare bound on earth will be held bound in heaven, and whatever you declare loosed on earth shall be held loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you, if two of you join your voices on earth to pray for anything whatever, it shall be granted you by my Father in heaven. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst." The Gospel of the Lord. First of all, thanks for being here. With God's grace, we hope this semester will be beneficial both to yourselves and those under your care. The decision was made by the administration here that we'd have our classes downstairs. So immediately after Mass, if you would go downstairs and follow the lead, the classes, I'll repeat, will be held downstairs, as you remember, in the cafeteria. And I say this, bring the children along. The children are most welcome. The more the better. And the more they cry, the better. I thought for a homily at this first Mass of the new semester, I would speak on the Holy Eucharist and the Catholic pro-life movement. In the Archdiocese of East New York, as you may have read, a 9-day novena, Eucharistic exposition, 24 hours a day, people praying before the Blessed Sacrament to put some sanity in our world leaders. Meeting, still meeting, by the way, in Beijing, China. I spoke in New York and gave 6 conferences on this one subject, the Holy Eucharist and the pro-life movement. We begin by observing the pro-death movement, what the Holy Father calls the culture of death, is not of human origin. It is demonic. We know that death came into the world through the devil. God's plan for the human race was that no one would ever die, because the evil spirit seduced our first parents. He brought death into the world. Death is the punishment for sin. But it's not only that death came into the world through the evil spirit. The devil's intention, of course, is to destroy the soul. And behind the culture of death is death both of body and of soul. Over the years, more than 30 years of teaching comparative religion, I've told my students, most of the human race over the centuries has been polytheistic, believing in a plurality of gods. Every polytheistic religion in the world, from the earliest days of the human race, has always had both good gods and bad gods. All the religions of the world, I repeat, that are polytheistic, and most of the 5 billion people in the world today are polytheistic, believing in many gods. Believing as they do both in good gods and bad gods. Among the bad gods, no exception. These polytheistic religions and their evil deities all require the murder of children to be propitiated. Do you still hear me? In other words, this is the history of world polytheism, that among the polytheistic religions, believing as they do in evil deities, who require, demand indeed, the sacrifice of children to be propitiated. How we need to know that the murder of children is part and has been over the centuries of polytheistic faiths in which the evil deities demand the sacrifice of children. In the late 15th century, before Columbus discovered the New World, as I told people during the Columbian quincentennial in 92, a single religion, the Aztecs, I repeat, in the 15th century, we have record of a feast day in honor of one of their evil deities requiring the murder, I'm quoting non-Catholic historians, requiring the murder of 10,000 children to that evil deity. Back to our homily. What are we being told? The evil spirits of these polytheistic religions, they call them gods, we call them the devil. There is no way that the pro-death abortion movement in countries like ours can be stopped except by the miraculous intervention of God. no other way. But we must be convinced that the abortion mania has the evil spirit behind it, and that all the money, all the campaigning, all the politics, all the speeches are useless unless we obtain, and I wish to emphasize, the miraculous help of God. What then does this imply? Believing as we do that God became man in the person of Jesus Christ, we believe that Christ on earth taught the truth and worked miracles in order to confirm and witness to the truth he was teaching. But Jesus Christ is on earth. Never, as I've told some of you so many times, never say when Christ was on earth. Jesus Christ is on earth. That is the meaning of the Holy Eucharist. Jesus Christ is on earth for two reasons: to continue doing what he had done in first century Palestine, preaching the truth and working miracles. Christ, therefore, is teaching the truth. He is teaching it through his vicar on earth, whose encyclical, The Gospel of Life, will be our first course in today's semester. All we have to do is believe what the Vicar of Christ is teaching, telling us what Christ taught already in the first century. His Vicar is teaching us in the 20th century. Human life is sacred because it comes from God. Human parents provide. They provide only the body. God must immediately and directly create a human soul. At the moment of conception, God, as Creator, brings an immortal soul into existence and infuses that soul into the body prepared by the parents. But we further believe that this human life is sacred. Not only was the soul of each of us individually created by God, but our lives are intended by God to reach a heavenly destiny. We come from God, we are made for God. Only God has a right to decide who will be conceived, who will be born, and when a human being will die. And our faith tells us from the moment of conception there's no fetus, there is a human person. We are living in the most homicidal century of human history. More people have been killed in wars fought since 1900 than all the wars since the dawn of the human race. More abortions have been performed in this century than all the centuries since the dawn of mankind. And hear it, part three of this being the most homicidal century in human history. Thank God, those who remain faithful to Christ's teaching must pay for their faith. And in this century, more men, women, and children have died for their faith in Christ. There have been more martyrs, as I keep repeating to one audience after another, more martyrs since 1900, since the first martyr died on Calvary. Given the culture of death, meeting now in China the most abortive nation ever on the face of the earth, the lowest average of abortions in China is 30 million every year. And the nations of the world, some 200 of them, are now meeting in China. And the principal purpose is to legislate death on unwanted human beings. There is no way, I repeat, no possible way of converting. To call them pagans would be a compliment. I mean what I'm saying. I trust I'm being recorded. Those behind the abortion movement are all possessed by the devil. When I spoke some time ago to the chief exorcist of Rome, and I asked the father, how come you've got so many exorcisms, up to 15 a day in Rome, coming in from different countries, and we seem to have so few possessions in America? Our father, he told me, you are wrong. Only God knows. There are thousands, maybe millions, possessed by the devil in America. Behind the abortion movement is the evil spirit. And only the divine exorcist, Jesus Christ, can deliver the leaders of one nation after another from the power which the devil has over their minds and wills. And this divine exorcist is on earth. Thank God. In the four Gospels, but especially in the Gospel of St. Mark, but in the New Testament alone, there are more exorcisms performed by Christ than all the exorcisms in the Old Testament put together. How do we drive the evil spirit from the souls of God alone knows how many possessed people in our world today? Only by the power of Jesus Christ on earth in the Blessed Sacrament. You may have heard, but it is part of the prescribed ritual of the Catholic Church. Anyone authorized to exercise must use the Blessed Sacrament. And the devil hates the Eucharist. As another exorcist friend of mine told me, a possessed girl, 17 years old, in the back of the chapel where I was offering Mass. I elevated the chalice. The moment I elevated the chalice, she spat from the back of the chapel, and her spittle flew to the altar and hit my chalice. Had to wipe her spittle off the chalice in which I was offering Mass. How we need a deep faith in Christ's real presence as the divine exorcist in the Holy Eucharist today. Assistance in Mass, reception of Holy Communion, and prayer before the Blessed Sacrament as never before. For the first time in 2,000 years of the Church's history, the Vicar of Christ has authorized, is now in canon law, not merely allowing or permitting, but encouraging Catholics to receive Holy Communion twice a day. You know why? Among the reasons, because the devil is so powerful in the modern world. In the first 3 centuries of the Church's history, as some of you already know, Catholics went to Mass and received Holy Communion every day. To summarize what I want to share with you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, present on earth in the Blessed Sacrament, examine your consciences and ask yourselves, how strong is my faith in the real presence? When was the last time I've read anything about the Holy Eucharist? Say, one of the paperbacks of St. Peter Julian Aimard, the founder of the Fathers and Sisters of the Holy Eucharist. Can I attend Mass more than just, say, every Sunday? How much time do I spend before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament? What am I doing to promote Eucharistic exposition and Eucharistic adoration? In New York City, I told the people to become apostles of the pro-life movement. But I also told them, you will be only as effective in promoting the pro-life movement as you are yourselves apostles of the Holy Eucharist. Lord Jesus, you, the divine exorcist, are on earth in the Holy Eucharist. The widespread murder of millions of innocent children, as you, dear Jesus, so well know, is the work of the devil, the murderer. There is no way this culture of death can be stopped except by the exercise of your miraculous power in driving the evil spirit out of so many in high places, in the highest places of our government. Only you can deliver them from the power of the devil. We beg you, dear Jesus, present in the Holy Eucharist, to exercise your power of exorcism, because, dear Jesus, unless this pro-death movement is stopped, it will not cease with just the killing of human bodies. It will mean the death of so many human souls for whom you have died on the cross. Lord Jesus, we trust you. Deepen our faith in your real presence, so that by your presence on earth, you may restore sanity to a world that in such large measure is under the influence of the evil spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.